You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are getting set for the Jerry Jones Show, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford built for Texas, built for you. The Hall of Famer joins Sean and RJ every single Tuesday at this time. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Sean, RJ. Great to be with you guys.
Jerry, what was your assessment of the opener? Just your overall thoughts on how you guys played.
Well, I think we played a team that didn't surprise us. Offensively, they really played the way we thought they'd play. They came out and play action passes, throwing the ball quickly. We were frustrated because that did go right into what we thought was a strength defense, and that was our pass rush, and they mitigated that by getting the ball out real quick. Now, technically, I thought we gave on both sides of the ball the kind of effort that you would expect. There's a lot of pent-up emotion or a lot of pent-up energy out there on both sides of the ball. Those guys hadn't played a lot of football. It was disappointing. We had our chances. Everybody's aware of them. They made some big plays at the right time, which is how you win the game. And those plays go our way a little bit, and we come out of there with the win. So all of that, very disappointing. Great experience to be in that great new stadium for even under those circumstances. It's quite a venue. And so all of those things are there. It's one ball game. In any way does not diminish my enthusiasm for the year that we've got ahead of us. Of what we do have ahead of us, the ambiguity that's involved in the way our season is going to be regarding the COVID, regarding attendance, all of that is going to make for a very interesting year starting right here this weekend, Sunday, against these Atlanta Falcons.
Jerry, a lot of us are surprised and even disappointed that you know the offense just put up 17 points. What did you make of the offensive performance in Week 1?
Oh, I see how we can do better. I don't want to diminish what we were up against on their defense. They hit us right in consistencies. They created a bunch of it with our blocking. It gave us some bad plays. It caused us to have to the plays that some of the big critical plays, the third down plays, they really challenged us, made some good plays on that short yardage third down play in the second half there. Bottom line is that thought they had a lot to do with why we weren't scoring or why we didn't get the scores we thought we did. Frankly, I thought when we went in at the half that we were in good stead, that was holding steady, and that was coming back and going in with the lead. And then I thought we came out and although satisfied with it, thought that we were going to be able to have a good second half. Zeke was running the ball good. That creates a wear down factor as you move along. I thought that would go our way for us a little more than it did in the second half.
Jerry, what did you think about the decision by McCarthy to go for it on 4th and 3 versus kick the field goal and try to tie it up?
Well, that was about a 50-50 decision, and have made all my life that getting away from football a minute. I was really coached up very young to say those can be 50-50. It's what you do with the results, whether you take decision on the good ones and live and go and make the best out of them, or on the bad ones, you move on. So not particularly addressing that call, but I'm fine with that call. I'll make that call and go with that call. I want to be in those positions to get a chance to make that call. I'm fine with that call.
What did you think of the offensive pass interference call against Michael Gallup?
Well, certainly couldn't believe it, because I was so impressed with the play that we made under the circumstances. We needed the big play. Our coach brought up yesterday, I agree with him, anytime you're in those situations, you've got the ball, you got 2 minutes left, you got some timeouts, you expect to go down there and get a score. You need a big play to get down the field. You need a big play. I said, we got it. That's the play that we needed to get down there, and that was going to win the game. And if you looked at the stats, if you looked at everything, it was appropriate to end up that way. Very disappointing when we didn't get it, because not only that, the penalty tacked on to it really was, as it turns out, a death knell.
Jerry, the entire world was watching. You've been asked about it nonstop. Dontari Poe looked to be the only Cowboy who took a knee during the national anthem. What did you think of the way you guys approached and handled that?
Oh, I thought our players, I thought they gave it the sensitivity. They showed respect to Poe's decision there, and I think they certainly did as close. I hope it was apparent to everybody, fans. They did show a sensitivity to our fans as a team. But also, as I hope to ask in a very sensitive way, that the situation have the help that we hope comes. All in all, I thought our team was very real, very genuine in the way it approached it.
Jerry, the Cowboy game locally had a 20% drop in TV ratings. The Thursday night football game, the opener, had about a 16% drop nationally. What do you make of the TV rating drop from week one, which we've all been starved for football, for sports? We love football, but what do you make of the drop in ratings?
You know, I don't know. I'm from the school that I would think that we had a lot of people at home. That you had a lot of people that we think we know the interest that's in sport. I think it is. I think we do know that. And so I would have thought that that game with the Cowboys in it could have approached or exceeded what it had done in the past, or at least the past year. I don't know what to make of that. And I think I know what the competition was, and so I was surprised. But again, I'm not so sure that any of us know the dynamics involved with the viewership during this pandemic, one way or the other. And that just brought that home. You need some more examples here to get a feel for what may be going on in the viewing audience.
The Hall of Famer Jerry Jones joining us on Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Jerry, some tough injury news for you guys with Blake Jarwin, Leighton Vander Esch reportedly needing surgery. There's some Pro Bowl names out there like Delanie Walker, Clay Matthews, Earl Thomas. Are you expecting a busy week at the Star with workouts and phone calls to try to address your roster?
No, I don't. I think we will likely address what we line up against Atlanta. We'll address it from within our options, more than likely. That doesn't mean we won't bring a player on, but the kind of substance you're talking about, probably do it from within, or the adjustment will be from within. I obviously feel so bad for those individuals, those players. Both of them have worked extremely hard. They've got their great young players with what I think to be a great future, and us to have a great future with them. And so that's particularly hard. We just are coming out. We've got a complete life, as a season would have it, a life season ahead of us this year. Layton will get back. Jordan we won't have, and he was going to be an integral part of, frankly, what we were going to do to get the big play Sunday night, and certainly as the season goes along. The good news is, though, we've got a lot of options, the most options that we've had as a team that I can ever remember. And so we'll come up with a way to get those big plays and make those kinds of plays that Jarwin would help us make. We'll miss him.
Jerry, you you mentioned Leighton Vander Esch. Some guys just are injury prone, can't stay healthy. Like, how concerned are you about the long-term availability beyond these 6-8 weeks for Leighton?
Well, knowing his injury that he had a year ago, that was not an injury-prone type injury. Now, he plays what I call a space collision position. Those are linebackers, safeties, tight ends, fullbacks. Those guys collide in space. You have injury at those positions of that nature, but still it was so rare or so specific to the position he was in when he did it. I don't add that, talking about his initial neck injury, I don't add that to anything, and I don't think I'm any more vulnerable one way or the other. The idea of having the injury that he's got right now is just bad luck. We've seen it, and you do see it in football. I think he'll come back from it. No, I don't think he's injury prone. I think he plays a tough physical position, and he's going to have injury that he deals with. You see what Jalen Smith has dealt with over his time. So I think that's what it is. Look for him to get back, and we've got a couple of linebackers out here, and Sean Lee and him, that as you look toward as we move on into the season, and boy, do we have a season to go. We'll need those guys.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, CBS reported that Dak said that he would take a 5-year contract, $35 million a year, if the Cowboys would agree to waive their right to a future franchise tag. Can you confirm that? And if that is true, why would, not agreeing to waive the franchise tag, why wouldn't you agree to that?
Well, I think we all recognize the I'm not going to specifically get into Dak's situation. Wouldn't. Am not. This is not Dak I'm talking about. But the franchise tag itself is normally reserved for a very, very impactful one that gives you leverage, one that allows you to, if you will, bargain but still keep the player. It's an integral part of the negotiation process in the NFL. That's not just to Dak. That's to any player there is. And you would not want to. It'd be a very valuable thing to retain in our case, and we did. But it gives you the ability to do what we're doing this year, and that is without agreement. We're on a long-term contract. We're still leverage to the extent that can't play football.
Jerry, does it surprise you that the Cowboy fan base is still so torn and split when it comes to Dak being the future quarterback of the Cowboys?
I don't know that it makes any difference, frankly. We want to get him on the field. He's on the field. And that's important. And now, to Dak and with the managing of the team and the roster, it makes a big difference. But you can't ask any more from what we're getting from Dak. And he's competing, and he's competing on the play, by the play. He's competing with the season in mind. He's competing with the future in mind. So that right now doesn't have any difference. We obviously can get Dak on any basis we want to. We have the ability to do it. It's just the cost that you pay on the other parts of your decision, your overall salary structure. So having said that, I don't worry about it too much, really, as far as our base is concerned. And that's not being insensitive. That's just expressing it that way. I want to put this thing together for the fans.
Jerry Jones, last question for you. What was it like traveling? What was your first COVID game like? And what do you expect Sunday for the AT&T opener? Have you decided on an attendance number allowed in the stadium?
Well, two things. Number one, it was an unbelievable experience to go to that magnificent stadium. And it's truly a masterpiece. It's a great, great asset for sport. It's going to be an iconic asset because that is the entertainment capital of the world. It is that substantive. Stan Kroenke didn't spare anything in making it beyond anything anybody could have imagined. And so that was a great experience. Safety and, frankly, perception has something to do with this weekend. We want to not only be safe, and we will be, make no mistake about that, to the extent, and I use that word, we will be safe, one. But number two, I want to create the perception that as to this season, this is a first step. It's a tiny baby step. And as we move on into our games and into the season, we'll read the status of vaccines. We'll read the status of any new safety measures that we can come up with. We will expand as we go, hopefully. That's the way this season is going to be. We're going to option quarterback it all the way through.
How's it going to work Sunday in Arlington with your policies?
Well, how's it going to work? Well, we're going to have a great game. We're going to have some fun attendance, and we're going to have hopefully we're going to have a great game. I'm excited about Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Have you decided on a crowd amount?
No. We'll just continue to play that by ear and see how it goes. We don't necessarily have to do that, and we'll announce what the attendance is at the game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.